And we're back with more of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. 2 years ago, Jennifer Marshall launched a project on Kickstarter. Her goal was to make it easier to talk openly about mental illness. The result was This Is My Brave, a night of music, poetry, and storytelling performed by and for people with mental illness and their advocates. Now, the event is coming to Iowa for the first time this Friday, May 15th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Coralville Performing Arts Center. We'll feature a number of Iowans living with mental illness. To find out more, go to the website thisismybrave.org. During this half hour, we'll find out more about the event and talk with some Iowans performing in it, organizing it. And first of all, let's talk with Jennifer Marshall, co-founder and executive director for This Is My Brave, joining us by phone. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for talking about this. And we're eager to have that for the first time here in Iowa on Friday. Describe a little bit more about what people can expect when they go see such an event.
Well, the show is a very inspiring and moving performance put on by regular people from the community who have experienced mental illness themselves, or they may love someone who lives with a mental illness, and they're sharing their stories in an effort to educate and also to just make people more aware of what it's like and to bring hope and inspiration.
Mm-hmm. So that's your goal, is to sort of bring it out of the darkness here to more of a place where people can talk about it openly, also in an event like this.
Yes, exactly. I mean, mental illness is just like any other illness that can happen. It's like cancer, it's like heart disease, but yet so many people are still afraid to talk about it. And our production gives people the chance to really just open up the dialogue and become more compassionate.
Mm-hmm. How did this idea start for you?
For me, I was actually diagnosed with bipolar disorder 10 years ago. And I found that through writing, it was a form of therapy for me. And along with seeing my doctor and seeing my therapist, and writing just was so healing for me to share my story. But I shared it anonymously on a blog because I was afraid of the stigma, until one day I was tired of hiding, and I wasn't embarrassed by the illness or ashamed of it. I wanted to write openly. And so I put my real name on my writing. And a tremendous outpouring of support came from people I knew, people I didn't know, just writing to me, thanking me for sharing my story so openly. And I wanted to give other people the opportunity to experience what I experienced and to know that it's okay to talk about it and get help.
Mm-hmm. And so you co-founded This Is My Brave, these events. How many of these events have found been found across the country so far in the short 2 years?
In the short 2 years, this is our second year. We just turned two, so to speak.
And congratulations.
This year we've had... thank you so much. This weekend, we'll wrap up 4 U.S. city shows. So we had Harrisburg, Boston, and then Iowa City Friday, and our D.C. area show on Sunday. And then we are also opening for the Mental Health America Conference this June. So we're really excited about that.
Mm-hmm. I imagine you've been to a number of these events and see the reactions. What reactions do you see in the audience, from the audience, that tell you, you are doing what you set out to do?
The overwhelming response from the audience is time and again, me too. You know, it's thank you and it's me too. You know, so many people live with mental illness and experience it at some point in their lives, that it's 25%, I believe, is the statistic. And when you think about it, we all know more than 4 people. And so you're bound to know someone who lives with it. And so they're just, the audience members are so appreciative that we're opening up the conversation, and that's what we're striving to do, and that's what we're continuing to do.
Jennifer Marshall is with us. If you've just joined us, co-founder and executive director for This Is My Brave. The first such event will be happening this Friday in Coralville at the Performing Arts Center there, Friday evening at 7 o'clock. Also involved in that, Brooke Easton is with us in our Iowa City studio, producer for This Is My Brave, the event in Coralville. Brooke Easton, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And so you can tell us a little bit more about this particular event. So these are Iowans, all with connections to mental illness somehow. Tell us more in particular what people can expect when they turn up.
Yeah, so basically all of the people that are in our show are from the corridor, either Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, surrounding areas. Earlier this year, we put out a call for submissions for people to write their pieces or, in some people's cases, send in videos of their musical pieces illustrating how they've been affected by mental illness and just to tell a snippet of their story. And the response we got was overwhelming. So overwhelming that it was very hard for me to say no to some people to be in the show. But it was just so wonderful to see so many hopeful stories and so many profound stories and so many people willing to share. So we put a call out, and these are your neighbors. These are the people that bag your groceries at the grocery store. These are high schoolers. These are baby boomers, retirees, mothers, fathers, everything in between.
Mm-hmm. And though they are willing, you talk about the overwhelming outpouring willingness to do this. It can't be, especially if someone's on stage for the first time, without trepidation, I do not believe. These will be people who will be on edge. They'll be waiting.
Yes.
And practicing.
We had rehearsal last night, and we were all kind of joking of how we all have anxiety, and yet we're making ourselves do the most anxiety-ridden thing ever on Friday. So the coolest thing, though, is we're all here to support one another, and we've done a really great job of that. This is my second family. It was amazing last night, our last rehearsal.
Brooke Easton, producer for the This Is My Brave event on Friday evening in Coralville. One of the performers, Joe Sorensen, is with us in the studio as well. He'll be performing this Friday. Joe, welcome to our program.
Thanks for having me.
You are from Cedar Rapids in your mid-20s. You went to Coe College, and now I understand you work at a homeless shelter in Cedar Rapids and at a youth treatment center. So how did you learn about This Is My Brave?
I was actually getting coffee with a friend down in North Lurie, and I saw up on a bulletin board there was a flyer for it, and it said they were looking for performance pieces relating to personal experiences with mental health. Mm-hmm. And I've been playing piano since I was 5 and kind of writing music since middle school, early high school. And my own struggles with mental health has always kind of been one of the things that I write about. So this just kind of seemed like a perfect opportunity to share some songs with people.
And this is reaching out for me. I've got to be one of the performers. You have your guitar in hand. You're standing in the corner of our studio. So we're going to hear a couple things, a little sample from something I believe you'll do Friday night, a King for a Day. And this ties in with mental illness. How?
Yeah. So actually, I wrote this song. I was first hospitalized in January of 2013 for suicidal thinking. And this song is really about a lot of the people that I met in there. And there was a guy who, the short version of the story, he slipped me a piece of paper that said, if you could be king for a day, what would you do? All power and control would be up to you. And I wrote on it, I would make sure that everyone knew that they were loved. And I gave it back to him. And then later he found me and he gave it to me. And I said, no, I want you to keep it. And he said, no, I want you to keep it. So I have it posted up in my apartment. And then I just wrote the song kind of about that.
Okay, Joe Sorensen of Cedar Rapids performing his song, King for a Day, at least a part of it here.
If I were king for a day, I would take you away from the hurt and the pain of this place. If I were a king, I would make you sing, and we would find a way back home. We'd find a way back home. Halls, and he said hardly anything to anyone at all, but he said to me,
that picture of his boys that he kept to keep himself alive. And I'll never forget what he passed my way when he said, if you were king for a day, well, what would he say? If I were king for a day, I would take you away from the hurt.
Marvelous. Yeah, that was a portion of it. What a performance. What a song. Joe Sorensen, original music to be performed this Friday as part of This Is My Brave. That was an original song, King for a Day. Oh, wow. I'm blown away. And this is just a very small portion of the event. I'm looking at Joan Becker. You'll be in this as well. And we talked with you in the first half hour about all the struggles that you and your family have gone through here. What will you be doing at this event?
I'll be doing a short reading, just a walk of what our family went through with our son, Mark. And it ends with a challenge of everyone to be using their voice in making a change and a difference in our mental health system.
Mm-hmm. So using your voice to make a change, what does that mean in practical terms, in day-to-day terms, when I'm out to the grocery store, when I meet my neighbor? What does that mean, Joan?
That means it's okay for people to ask others, how is Mark doing, or how is your loved one doing? It's okay for you to say, hey, I had a rough week this week. I'm dealing with this. It's really a bad time for me right now. One thing, listening to everybody who is participating in this, it helps me put myself in their shoes and what Mark has gone through. And it is not an easy road that these people are treading. They are going through so much and it's so deep, but they need to know it's okay to open up about it. It's okay to talk about it. It is an illness. If they feel like talking about it, some people don't like to talk about their heart disease either, mm-hmm. but if they want to, everybody's all ears.
But it's not like these are phantoms that are unreal. If you, Joe, bring out the fact that you have a mental health history here, there are concerns. You want a job. You want to fit in with society, right? So how do you get over that hurdle in opening up about it?
I actually wrote a long blog post once about how I feel like calling it a mental illness is a little bit misleading because I think it's a physical illness just as much as anything else. We call it a mental illness because it has to do with a person's, you know, brain and their mind. But especially in my situation, you know, it's a lot of, well, in most mental health situations in general, it's a lot about chemical imbalances. And I just, you know, think about how diabetes is an imbalance when it comes to insulin and how your body is producing that. So for me, it's an imbalance with serotonin and how my brain is producing that. So really, it's just a physical illness that just happens to take place in my mind.
I see what you mean. Yeah. Brooke Easton, producer for This Is My Brave event, we didn't get to talk about your connection, which you blog about, I believe, your connection to mental health and mental illness. You mind sharing a little bit about that?
Yeah. I have a very long family history of mental health issues. My dad's side of the family, especially my grandmother, had depression. My dad had manic depression. I have what they call borderline personality disorder and some depression. And then my 8-year-old son, he has ADHD, ODD, and a possible behavioral disorder. He's so young, they haven't really diagnosed that yet, per se, but he's on medication as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a very long family history of mental illness in our family. And it's been a challenge throughout our entire life. It's interesting to watch how things have progressed with talking about it. Like with my grandparents, they would never say anything. And my dad, it was very hard for him to get help too as well, because we lived in rural Iowa, which is very hard to get help in rural Iowa. And so I just felt like it's time to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. And you sense a change.
I sense the tides are turning and things are shifting.
What about you, Joan Becker? What can you sense is changing if you sense something is changing by speaking out, opening up?
I just hear about it more. I feel like the media is covering it much more. I feel like people are openly talking about it much more. I know even my own family, they are much more willing to just talk about it with people. And I think that's the whole key, is not be afraid to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. And you work with youth, Joe Sorensen. So this really has to do with the next generation, coming generations, that they are growing up in a world where it's different than it was for generations mm-hmm. past, right?
Mm-hmm.
You talk about mental health in your work there at the homeless shelter and youth treatment center.
Yeah. At the shelter, we see probably a good 70% of our population struggles with mental health disabilities. And in the treatment center, you know, probably a good 90, 100% of our kids have something going on. So it's really, you know, some of them feel a lot of shame or different things about that. And it's just kind of, you know, saying it's not your fault that you were born with whatever you were born with. And just
and
kind
you
of,
share your story with them? Or depends?
Yes and no. It's kind of a, there's a little bit of a, they talk about keeping some confidentiality, especially when you're working with younger kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I've a lot of times shared my story as, well, I have this friend. Yeah. You know, or that sort of thing, and just kind of showing them compassion. And, you know, it probably comes across to them that I understand.
Well, we want to have you, Joe, serenade us a little bit more on the backside of this conversation here. You have another song that you're going to perform. I'm not sure if this is for the event, but we wanted to have you take us out with it. I wanted to remind listeners who've just joined that you can find out more about this event. Coming to Iowa for the first time, This Is My Brave, an event that encourages artistic expression for those with mental illness, and a number of Iowans with mental illness and also advocates for a better world for the mentally ill will be there. We want to remind you it's this Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Coralville Performing Arts Center. Find out more at this website, thisismybrave.org. Well, Brooke Easton, producer for this event, and Jennifer Marshall has been on the phone there. You've been liking what you've been hearing, Jennifer, I imagine.
My co-founder, Anne-Marie Ames, and I are so incredibly proud of the Iowa City team, and we can't wait to see the video from the show. We would have been there, but our show being 2 days later made it a little impossible. But we're wishing them all the best, and we're so excited for them.
Okay. Thank you for joining us, Jennifer Marshall. Joe Sorensen, thank you. And also Joan Becker, thank you once again for coming into our studio. And I want to thank our producer, Lindsay Moon, Emily Woodbury, and Claire Roth. As we go out, we're going to go out with music here. What is the one you're going to wrap up with, Joe? This is another original piece?
Yep. I actually wrote this one in high school. It's called Death and All Her Pretty Little Monsters, which is basically just, you know, struggling with depression and thoughts of suicide and just kind of all those different things.
Okay. Thanks for bringing your guitar in, Joe Sorensen.
Definitely.
Death and All Her Pretty Little Monsters.
Yeah.
Okay. Take us out with that.
She was laying on the ground when the rain came down upon her, upon her, upon her, upon her. And she said, I don't know why she'd even try to keep from going under, 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 under. It doesn't matter how long I try to drown myself in this pool of cold water, 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 water. It won't drive away all these feelings that I've got inside here, inside here, inside here, inside here. She was crying out for help, she was trying to come clean, come clean, come clean, come clean. She said, I will get them to notice, I'll break all their apathy, their apathy, their apathy, their apathy. Do you think I will kill myself before somebody saves me, saves me, saves me, saves me? Until that time, I'll just keep on making myself bleed, myself bleed, myself bleed, myself bleed. And it's not okay if I'm okay. And it's not okay if I'm okay. She's not afraid of feeling sad. She's so used to being lonely, 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 lonely. But she is quite afraid of being forever happy, 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 happy. 'Cause she hates the idea of being a happy-go-lucky, yuppie, flitty-gitty. That's why she likes it so much here in the city, it's pretty and shitty. And it's not okay if she's okay, because it means that she's really this way. And it's quite okay if she's not okay, because it means that she's really not this way. She's fighting with death and all her pretty little monsters. Because she's fighting with death and everything she's got inside her. Because she's fighting with death and all her pretty little monsters. She's fighting with death and everything she's got inside her. She's fighting with death and all her pretty little monsters. She's fighting with death and everything's coming after her. And she's fighting with death and all her pretty little monsters. Fighting with death and everything she's got inside her. She's fighting with death and all her pretty little monsters. She's fighting with death and everything's coming after. You're not alone. You're not alone. No, you're not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone. Because I'm fighting with death and all her pretty little monsters. I'm fighting with death and everything I've got inside here. I'm fighting with death and all her pretty little monsters. I'm fighting with